G'day, Keith.
G'day, Ray. Listen, mate, thanks very much for taking my call.
That's okay.
I've got a hospital story.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a very pleasant story. I won't name the hospital just at this point.
That'd be a good idea. But tell me the story. If it's unpleasant, we'll deal with it.
Well, my daughter, she had a baby Saturday morning. And when they wheeled her, after the delivery, they wheeled her down into the maternity wards.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, look, your shower's not working, hasn't been working for a while. We'll tee it up with women in other rooms that you can go and use their shower when you require a shower.
Yeah, sure.
So that was all well and good.
Mm.
The daughter told us about that. And anyway, last night we were over there, visiting.
Mm.
And while we were looking after the baby, the daughter said, I'll go and have a shower. So she went into one of the other rooms to have the shower.
Was that a room that the nurses had said she could use?
Yeah, it was another room with where other women who have had babies. She was sharing a shower, in other words, with other rooms.
Okay.
So while she's in there having a shower, one of the males, I assume was visiting his wife, decided to open the door and look in on my daughter having a shower. Now, you can imagine a woman who's just delivered a baby, her hormones are all over the place.
Yeah, I understand.
It traumatised her something severely, and she come back and told us about it. Now, We were told that the shower has been continually reported as being the lino in the floor is all cracked, and when anybody uses the shower, the water runs out into the ward area as well as runs downstairs.
Yep.
Now, this was first reported in May last year. It's been again reported.
Are you telling me the shower at this public hospital hasn't been fixed for 12 months? Is that what you're saying?
Well, 12 months. It was reported. There's a number of showers, and I've got all the work orders. They call them a BEAMS, B-I-E-M-S. It's a something that the nurses put in when there's an issue.
So in other words, the poor, long-suffering nurses have been complaining to management for 12 months about showers, not just the one where your daughter was located, but other showers out of order. Is that right?
Exactly right, yes.
Okay, what hospital is it?
It's Campbelltown Maternity.
Okay, well, the nurses and doctors and staff at Campbelltown don't need to put up with this rubbish, nor does your daughter.
They are brilliant.
I know that, and they don't need to put up with your daughter being embarrassed by a gentleman trying to access the toilets while a new mum's trying to have a shower. Just leave it with us. Stay there, Keith. I'll talk to the minister directly. I mean, this is outrageous. You've got nurses that bend over backwards to accommodate patients, and we're talking about third world practices here. It's Campbelltown. It's not somewhere in another part of the world where we don't have running water. And the minister should hang her head in shame that this young woman was embarrassed in the way she was, but she should also hang her head in shame that the poor, long-suffering staff out there, midwives, nurses, doctors, administrators, keep putting in requests for the shower to be fixed, and 12 months later, the answer's a duck egg. I'll attempt to speak to the minister on behalf of the embarrassed young mother sometime today. Had a bit of a result. Had a call much earlier in the day from a concerned father about the birth of a grandchild over the weekend and the embarrassment of his daughter being walked in on when she was in the shower in an adjoining room because her shower didn't work. Hospital management at Campbelltown. And it's not Campbelltown Hospital's fault. It's a health department. I mean, this is ridiculous. We don't live in a third world country. The patient's been moved following the incident. Work is starting on the bathroom today. And the maternity unit is being enhanced and having signage advising visitors that bathrooms are for patients only. So no more gentlemen walking in on new mums who are having a shower. Well, it should have happened 12 months ago. The bathroom's been out of commission for 12 months. It took a phone call from a concerned grandfather and father to this program to get something bloody well done about it. The nurses have been putting up with it, midwives have been putting up with it, staff have been putting up with it, but Health Southwestern Sydney couldn't find the money to do it. Now they have. Thankfully, it's been changed as of today.